Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Is it cold enough for you?
Seriously. It's stupid cold. It's beyond stupid cold.
That's single digits.
It's 9 outside.
Nine.
It is 9.
We'll get to that in a second. Phil's out today, so Ruth is taking the phone calls.
Good luck, Ruth.
Yeah, good luck.
All right.
Thank you.
So when you call Ruth, sing this to her over the phone.
Oh, shopping, shopping, shopping. During the holidays, your shopping list is endless, but not your patience.
Right. Having deja vu.
Right. Yeah. And vuja day. Yeah.
Yeah. Because her job is to get you on hold as fast as possible.
Right.
So take as much time trying to talk to her to see if she can just shut you down.
Of course, sing in your range. Of course, sing in your range.
She's too nice, right, Em?
Yeah, it's good practice, right?
Yeah. She's going to have to practice being a little bit, you know, short with people.
I love it.
Yeah.
I know she's
very accommodating.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
Very accommodating.
Emily's in studio. Good morning. Thanks
morning.
For coming in.
Oh, of course.
How cold was it? For you. Oh, is your car outside?
I'm in a rental right now because my car's getting a new engine.
Yay.
Wow.
New heartbeat.
I drive a lot of miles engine. For comedy. Yeah. It's a 2018 Subaru Legacy.
Ooh.
And it was having some oil leaks. And my guy was like,
2018?
Hey,
and it needs a new engine?
Yeah. I'm at 130.
That's
not a lot.
I know. Yeah.
Have you been changing the oil?
Those cars
go
for 250.
Yeah, I'm good with it. Sometimes the alert has come on, and I'm like,
I'm busy right now.
Yeah, that's the thing. You got to take care of.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I should be on top of that more. But I definitely will be with this new engine in it, because this new one only has like 40,000 miles on it.
Okay.
There can't be anyone working outside today.
Oh, no.
There can't be.
If there is, you have my heart.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Now, if you deliver oil, you're going to be outside part of the time, but no one's outside all day.
Tow truck drivers, if an accident happens, they got to, move everything.
Right.
If the water, usually in the cold, the water, something busts.
Oh, like a water main or something?
Yeah. So hopefully everything stays put.
What do you mean everything stays put?
Nothing breaks, basically. You have to go, digging in the cold. I've seen that before. Where it's really cold and something explodes like under the ground.
Yeah.
And the poor guy's got to put the suits on and dig.
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Me and mine.
Thank you for acknowledging that.
No problem.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Chaz and AJ.
It's the brain. I thought Ruth was supposed to answer the phone.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Go ahead.
Doesn't want to talk to you, Chaz.
He wants to give her a hard time. Good. Is there anything worse than getting into a car that's been outside all night?
Oh, awful.
Oh.
Yeah, here and go.
Yeah. Isn't it like getting in a freezer?
Yes.
Pretty much.
It's like putting yourself in a cooler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't touch my steering wheel the entire way from my house to here. It was still too cold.
Yeah.
We got to get you gloves.
I was tipping it.
The air is colder in that car than it is outside. When you get in that car and you get in the seat and you're touching everything, and it's so hard because the weather, the temperature is so cold, it's like changing its molecules.
Yeah. It fights you back.
Yeah, and you can see your breath in your own car. You're like, no, this is not okay.
That's my breath from yesterday.
Chaz and AJ.
Hi, it's Donna from Guilford.
Hey, Donna.
Hey, Donna.
Just want to tell you, there's a water main break on Route 80, speaking of people working outside.
Yeah, oh, here we go.
Yep.
This is exactly what AJ was talking about.
I hate when that happens. Poor guys.
Yeah,
and gals.
Paving, so, near the CVS over near Thompson Street and Mill Road, just to let you know.
Okay, fantastic.
Yep, off to a good start.
Okay. Have a great day.
You too.
Stay warm.
Okay.
Call in if you have to work out in this today.
Yeah.
Who has the worst day today?
Seriously.
The Amazon driver is not too bad, right? You're in and out of the truck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
At least you're in and out.
Brian?
Hey, I've been outside all day yesterday, and I'll be outside all day again today.
Why?
We got to load equipment out. Yesterday, I was using a credit card to scrape the windows because they were ice on the inside of the tractor that we had because I didn't block the radiator off.
You're using a credit card to scrape the ice.
Brought back memories.
From the inside of the window.
Brought back memories.
Come on. I know. I was like, hmm.
I still haven't put my long johns on. Still wearing regular pants. Wow. Uninsulated boots, a long sleeve t-shirt, and a sweatshirt, and that's it.
Wow. Uninsulated boots?
Are you a hairy, must be a hairy beast.
And then on the way up to, I'm on my way to Bloomfield now. Lowest temperature was 2 degrees on 91.
Two.
Yeah, that's just dumb. It's just dumb.
Two.
It's
dumb weather.
Ugh.
Yeah. All right, later, guys.
All right, Brain, thank you.
Be safe, be warm.
If you're outside in this today, give us a call, 203-882-9757. What is the forecast for today?
Today, mostly sunny, and the high is going to be in the low 20s. There's no wind chill. There's no mention of wind chill. But you know what's funny is by, like, Friday's going to feel like summertime. It's going to be, like, in the low 30s.
Okay.
You're right.
It really is.
Take a titty out. I love it.
Yeah.
Extreme.
But by like early next week.
Did you say take a titty out?
Yeah, just one.
Right.
Just one because it's still 30.
That was an Egyptian ruler. Take a titty out.
Yeah. All right. Friday is take a titty out Friday.
Right. Yes. You know, he was an Egyptian ruler, for those who wondered. Yes.
Billy, you work outside?
Unfortunately, yeah.
Wow.
What do you do?
I work in an open air building material warehouse down in Fairfield County.
Oh wow.
An open air building material complex.
Yeah, so I ultimately...
So like a lumberyard?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
You know, no heat, none of that. Still keeping lower Fairfield County rebuilding or building up and up and up.
Right.
So it hasn't stopped.
Brutal.
Yeah. Yeah. Lots of layers.
What do you do with the snot that drips from your nose? Does that freeze?
That's a great question.
Or you, like, wipe it?
Funny thing is I grew a beard this year, so now it's driving me even more crazy because the moisture builds up on the beard.
Oh.
You feel that freeze up.
Oh, no.
Oh, you would think that it would be the opposite, that it would warm your face.
Yeah, it's definitely not. It's definitely not. A lot of different scarves and, like, face wraps throughout the day.
Oh, that's got to be hard.
Face wrap. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, so headed there now. Can't wait. One more day.
You almost want to take some of the wood and just light it on fire.
Why not? Throw in a bonfire.
Yeah.
I've honestly thought about it. We brought a patio, one of those patio torches inside the side of the warehouse just to keep it warm around our computer. And I thought about knocking it over.
There's an excuse right there. Got to keep the computer warm.
That's mentally difficult to do, like, inside stuff, being on a computer outside in the freezing cold. Like, when I'm on a computer, I'm inside, I'm warm and toasty.
Same. Yeah. Give me my blankie.
Exactly.
Yeah. I came from a worse place. I actually came from a railroad yard on the Quinnipiac a couple of years ago, and we used the forklifts as heat during the day. You would stand behind and huff the exhaust fumes pretty much just to stay warm.
All right. Good luck, brother.
Those days,
thanks.
All right, man.
Be warm.
Hey, I think we got Kyle from K&J Tree Service on the hotline. Hey, Kyle.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
I got 1 degree in my truck this morning.
Ouch.
Everybody's headed in. We'll all be outside today.
One.
Yeah, but you don't stop.
Yeah.
You don't stop.
One.
Will anyone be in those buckets that AJ and I went up in?
That's for sure.
Oh, God.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
With the altitude, does it get colder?
I think it's a little colder the higher you go.
Yeah.
Help! Mm-hmm. Well, you know what it is? It's the wind.
Yeah.
I hate the wind.
It is the wind. It's raw. It cuts right through.
It does.
Yes.
Your soul.
There's no building. There's no house. There's no nothing to stop it. It's
no
just full
land.
Blast wind.
Yep.
Help!
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. No leaves on the trees to block the wind.
Nothing.
There are no trees. You're above the trees.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck.
Yeah. Stay warm.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. But you're the guy in the truck that looking and pointing, right?
I hope so.
Yeah. Staying warm.
A little bit of
you
that.
Got the butt warmers?
Yeah. You're not up in the bucket.
I'm a pointer.
You paid your dues.
No, not me.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, brother.
Have a good day, guys.
All right, you too.
I mean, they had some places. I've seen some guys have jackets.
Bring me down.
They actually have like
bring
battery,
me down.
They're actually battery powered.
Bring me down. Bring me down.
Yeah.
Bring me down.
My last doses, boy.
Justin in East Haven.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good, thanks. You're outside today?
Morning.
Yeah, I'm a union iron worker. Me and the boys are working over the Connecticut River right now at the east side of Flint Bridge.
Oh, I think you Bless. May be in the lead you for worst.
Yeah. By body of water.
Dude, we had, last week we had, I think it was consistent 40-mile-an-hour gusts. And
yeah.
We had gusts up to 68, 70 miles an hour over that river. That whole river is frozen, dude. It's the craziest thing.
Oh,
geez. That's awful.
They had the Coast Guard come through, what was it, Monday and Tuesday with an icebreaker, just going up and down the river, breaking the ice, transporting little cutter ships that can't get up the river. It was pretty sick.
You're basically cool. Like in a giant ice cube tray.
Right. I like that.
Yeah. And you're on the safe fin underneath, dude. You get one of those winds, it's just get out a knee and hold your hard hat, you know?
Oh.
That's funny. It's an icebreaker out there. Sasha family.
Some weather, huh?
Yeah, great. Yeah. Well, today won't be too bad, though. There's no wind today.
Lovely day today.
Oh, that feels bad, though. That feels
yeah, should
bad.
Be should be a beautiful day out today. At least no wind. Though,
no wind.
So we'll take
That's
it.
That's the best.
Nice. Well, thank you for.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Talk to you later.
Be safe,
thank
man.
You
be
for
safe.
Doing important work.
Yeah.
Those are real men and
thank
women.
Thank you. I was just gonna say. I was like, those are the real guys. We like those.
The
we
people,
swipe on those guys.
The people outside today.
Yep.
That's. You're real people.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I believe in you and our future. When I see them, I'm like, there's a chance, you know, because you could rebuild it.
Yes,
right.
They're the people who get things done,
replace things yeah. we messed up.
Oh my God,
yeah. Lisa from Wyndham.
Hey, Chaz.
Good morning.
Morning.
AJ's
morning.
Here. Emily. Ruth is on the phone.
Yeah. Morning, guys.
Hello.
Good morning. Morning.
Hello.
I am sitting on a cold school bus waiting for it to heat up.
Oh, okay. You should at least go, it'll get warm. There's an end.
You should go inside the school bus better.
Yeah, it doesn't. It gets warm, but it doesn't get, you know, it's like toasty.
Yeah, because right. you have to keep opening the door, too.
After a while.
Right.
Yeah.
You got to keep opening the door, and you're right there.
Right. Yell the kids. Hurry up.
Yeah, and the kids are all mad. Yeah, it's fun. It's definitely fun. It's a fun way to make a living.
That's right. When you open that door in the morning to start that thing,
yeah.
And sometimes they don't always start, right?
Correct. And the mechanics have to go out and get involved.
You know what they need for the school buses? You know, they got the grabble machine for the garbage now. It's one of those for the kids.
The little claw comes out, grabs the kid.
Just deposit the kid to the roof. Boom.
That'd be cool.
And there's like a little airbag in the middle that they land on.
Make it fun for the kid. No one's going to have a problem with it.
Oh, they'd love it.
Make it fun for the kid.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
So no one cares.
Our guys are good to us. They treat us really well, so we can't complain. We have a good company.
If the kid's an a-hole, they slam dunk it.
No. If you think the kid might have a weapon, you just grab him with the claw and shake him.
Till lunch when he comes out.
Right?
Yeah, I'm down
exactly.
with that.
Yeah, perfect.
See, getting things done.
Me too.
All right, thank you.
All right, you guys. Have a good day.
You too. Thanks for what you do.
Sounds like the coolest bus driver. I would love to have that.
Yeah.
All that weed took effect.
Think about that, though.
Yeah.
The things you have to deal with. It's not just the crazy drivers.
Uh-huh.
But it's, you know, the kids.
Everything.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get good kids.
Yeah.
But then the parents.
Right.
And the bus company's never behind you.
Never.
When there's a complaint, they throw you right under the bus.
Exactly. There you go. Under bus 13.
Steve from North Haven.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Probably one of the worst jobs today is probably like a flagger directing traffic. But I'm in construction, and so I was outside yesterday. We were shoveling the rest of the sidewalks and fire escapes we had to do. So, just when you get wet and you hear your jacket crinking when you're shoveling because it's so cold out.
But. Man.
My jacket's crinking.
That's
The day of the storm was probably worse, you know, when the machines don't have heat and your feet are freezing. But at least our bosses were nice enough where they tell you, hey, get inside, warm up, and then you know, go back outside. But
nice.
Yeah, it was brutal. Yeah, it was brutal. But
how much did the flaggers make?
The first time I done it. It depends the company, you know. Some of these guys only make 15. Well, probably about 20, 25 bucks, but then you get some prevailing wage stuff. But I would say around 20 bucks, right. 22 bucks.
You don't need a lot of talent to, like, slow, right, and then turn it, stop.
Right.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
you're
but
out
they
there.
Don't, they don't work together sometimes, and you could smell some flowers coming off of them, you know, when you're standing by and driving by.
That's not what you want.
I know what you mean.
When they're keeping dangerous moving vehicles away from you.
This one's asleep.
Yeah. Well,
this
you know,
one just says smile.
Bring me down.
Or you just make sure they're awake. You know, they might be just standing with their eyes closed.
Oh,
you know.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
All right. Well, good luck, man.
Yeah.
Good luck.
All right. Have a good day.
You love what you do. Construction guys are hot.
Bye.
A woman handcuffed her son to an oil tank as punishment for eating too many hot dogs.
You want to be a tank? No, hang on a tank.
What's that now?
He's going to end up being a tank, eating too many hot dogs. So here, hang on a tank. Hang on yourself, your future self. Get down your future self.
So the oil tanks.
Right, that's you in the future.
This is going to be you if you keep eating those hot dogs.
Exactly.
Pennsylvania woman accused of chaining her 11-year-old son to a basement fuel tank for hours. The reason, according to authorities, she said he ate too many hot dogs.
See, that's old school punishment.
So you're behind this?
That's something like one of us would have ended up getting back in the day.
Yeah, this is like 1975.
It is
punishment.
Yeah. Yep. They always thought something original and different.
Yeah, when I watched the Brady Bunch, I'm like, this is not how problems get resolved.
No.
We all have a nice talk, and then we play a game together,
right,
and we all learn.
Right.
No, you get handcuffed to an oil tank.
You did. Mr. Brady would have his belt on a million times.
That's right.
That bunch.
Yep. The little boy is the victim, and he was actually the one who called 911.
Oh.
Ooh.
Man, that's
oh, my God. We wouldn't even think to call 911.
No. We wouldn't dare call 911.
It's like, well, this is just how life is.
I'm in trouble.
I'm a sinner
myself.
I ate too many hot dogs.
Right. Maybe mom didn't want those hot dog burps in the house. You know anything about that?
He sustained this type of treatment and has...
Did they say how many hot dogs did he?
That's all I want to know.
Maybe he's like Junior Kobayashi.
I don't need to know anything else.
Joey Chestnut Jr. over here.
What if he's practicing for the competition?
Right.
They right, actually the mom is
punishing him.
They actually chew the hot dog and snap them in half and swallow them.
Wait, what's that now?
Yeah, that's how they eat the hot dogs. They chew them in half and then swallow them.
Gross.
That's the method. Was he dunking them in water? Was it maybe he's practicing?
I love hot dogs, by the way.
So do I. Oh, yeah. Give me
some hummus on the grill.
Any barbecue you have out there, and if there's no hot dogs, it's not a barbecue.
Yeah.
I don't care if you're serving steak, and there's got to be hot dogs.
I can eat an insane amount of hot dogs. That's why I want to know how much did this 11-year-old
eat. How many? Like
eat?
10? You think you could eat 10 with a bun?
I did 10.
With buns?
Yeah.
I did 10 on the beach, West Haven.
Nice.
We did an impromptu hot dog contest, yeah. I felt sick as a dog. As a dog afterwards. I wanted to die.
Crawling on the ground like a massive hound.
We're on the beach. Folks actually pushing me back in the water saying, keep him moist. Keep him moist. He's dying.
Well, I've had 5 with, whole
the
plate
fixings.
Of beans.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
And some sides and not even thought about it.
Yeah.
So I could probably do 10.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on the if I'm gonna pick a bun for many, many hot dogs, you want the top split. The top split's a thinner bun.
Yeah,
it's easier to negotiate. There's not as much breading. You can fit more hot dog. But if you have had the kind like you normally get, the potato bun, you're finished after like 5 or 6.
Yeah, those are carby.
We're all gonna be disappointed here. There's no number of hot dogs.
Oh man,
we need to know more.
All right. Well, she's 33, the mom.
Right.
He's 11.
She's in jail. He's not.
Yeah, she's in trouble.
What kind of hot dogs, though, man? Now, hot dogs, everything.
But, you know, these reporters have failed.
They did.
Yeah, we want the details.
I didn't know one hot dog is that good eating that many of them.
How many hot dogs? It's all we want to know.
That's
how is that not on the police report?
Right. Now, are they the thin kind like you get at Coney Island, or are they the thick kind like a Hummel's?
Oh, yeah, like a foot long?
Now, look, if he ate 72 hot dogs, we could all say, All right, I can see why she would chain him to a oil tank.
Or just like
he's
take him to the doctor.
Probably going to explode.
Honestly, alone,
yeah.
Take your son to the doctor.
Plus, you're not going to be pleasant 3 hours from now. I chain you outside until this whole thing is over.
Did it say where she's from, this lady?
Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay.
Lebanon County, Pennsylvania.
Out there in Lebanon.
Lebanon.
To me, it sounds okay. So Lebanon Valley, to me, sounds like it's a heavy German or
Lebanon County,
Dutch
not Valley County,
Lebanon, whatever.
Is that near Is it near Philadelphia?
That sounds like a Dutch,
the home of the worst sports fans ever.
But I'm thinking like it's a very Dutch community.
Did he have an Eagles jersey on?
Yeah.
So I think was he watching the game?
Right.
He got carried away and ate hot dogs over the course of one football game.
Right.
What's their financial situation? Did he eat the food for the entire
week?
Yeah. Right.
She's like, you ate our week of hot dogs,
this is
Junior.
For all of us.
Everybody had a hot dog. You ate all the little bastard. Yeah.
I was going to make hot dog casserole for Tuesday.
Right.
So she handcuffed him to the oil tank.
Right.
He somehow, and then she left. An 11-year-old handcuffed to an oil tank.
No.
Right. But he was so greasy and slimy from the hot dog, he slipped out.
He was able to get the handcuffs off the oil tank.
He's slick.
And then he went upstairs, and he's like, well, I'm in trouble, so I'll just handcuff myself to the bed, because
nice.
I'd rather be on the bed.
Right, most guys would, yeah.
Oil tank. Oh,
kinky kid.
Yeah, poor kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thinking ahead.
Ruth, did you find out where Lebanon County is? Is it near Philadelphia?
I'm picturing it towards, like, Amish country.
Philadelphia would explain all of this.
See, I'm thinking like towards, like, Amish country.
It is 72 miles northwest of Philadelphia.
Mm. Right, so not on top.
It's known for its attractive farms and outstanding dairy and pork products.
Okay.
So well, what else are you going to do then?
So these are good hot dogs. So these are good hot dogs there.
I know.
How many hot dogs do you think Emily could eat?
Ooh,
I'd say one and we would see it.
Okay, with the bun probably.
Like she would look pregnant.
She ate a stick.
I could probably eat three with the bun.
Really?
I like two, though, with like mustard and like chili. Oh, I love chili on a hot dog. Give me a chili dog right now at 7:30. I'll eat it.
or the nice onions.
Oh, yeah. The
onions.
Relish.
Yeah.
Onions, peppers.
Well, no, the onions with the red sauce. Oh, I love those.
Oh, yeah. That's good, too.
See, I think that if we were on the jury, this kid goes free.
Seriously.
Yeah, the mother goes to prison forever.
Right.
Yes.
How can you not eat a bunch of hot dogs?
No, mom makes us hot dogs.
Monroe, Connecticut had a Class B sighting.
Why not? Why not Monroe?
A Class B.
Class B.
Bigfoot sighting.
What's Class B?
Let's ask Elise Bischoff, investigator with Bigfoot Field Researchers Organization. She splits her time between California and Connecticut. This is a big operation.
Okay, so you're all over it.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
And by the way, I just want to let everyone know you're about to hear what may be the sound of Bigfoot.
Wow.
Okay. How, wait, why did you laugh?
Oh, because it's funny to me. You know, I love introducing new people to new things and hearing their reactions.
Oh, okay.
So it's a good laugh.
Yeah, because I said you're about to hear the sound of what may be a Bigfoot, and you went, ha ha.
Yeah, well, I mean, to be fair, I did share a sound with you. It's not related to that report from Monroe.
No, I know.
No. Mm-hmm.
But this could be a Bigfoot.
It's entirely possible. It's really similar to some vocalizations that have been recorded in Washington State. You know, I didn't record it myself. It was recorded by a witness in, I think, about the late summer, early fall 2021 in Litchfield.
Okay.
So I can't, I wasn't, you know, it's one of the, I'm a kind of person where it's like, I need to see it myself. I need to have the experience myself.
I'm the same way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to be able to, you know, collect corroborating evidence. So I wasn't there myself for the recording, so I can't 100% say, oh, yeah, it's a Bigfoot, definitely. But it has a lot of qualities. It's very suggestive, and we're hoping it's a Bigfoot because it means that this area around Litchfield is a good spot where we can, you know, implement a long-term recording observation area where we can set up these devices where we record for long periods of time. And then hopefully if we can get the same sounds again, that will corroborate, you know, the witnesses recording.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen a Bigfoot?
I have not seen anything with my eyes. I did have an experience in Northern California in 2010, where, you know, I was out in a really remote area, the Klamath National Forest, I think, practically in Oregon, and middle of the night, I hear something coming up towards my tent. And I'm just thinking to myself, oh, I don't want to deal with a bear, you know, because, you know, bears will come into your campsite and check things out.
Of course.
I'm just like, what do I have in my tent here that could possibly be interesting to a bear? I've got nothing. I mean, I had driven up from Los Angeles that day, so I was exhausted, and I didn't even, I just said,
let's get to the Bigfoot.
All right,
did you see it?
Of a Bigfoot. I did not see it, but something comes up and starts touching the side of my tent, right?
Okay.
So I just, you know,
poke. If you're a Bigfoot researcher and you've never seen a Bigfoot,
gecko. Mm-hmm. Never seen.
Isn't that a problem? Do you have any footage of a Bigfoot that you're like, boom,
right,
got
look,
it?
Look at this. Oh, yeah.
Not obviously not footage myself, but there's a lot of really compelling footage.
It's never clear.
Think,
it's
never
blurred.
Clear. But I think as the technology continues to advance, I think using especially things like thermal cameras, so you're looking at a heat signature, because our night vision cameras, you don't really see that. I mean, you don't get the distance, you know, that you need in the trees and stuff.
Here's the thing.
Night. Mm-hmm.
Elise,
go ahead.
And I don't mean the rain on the parade here,
right.
Mm-hmm. But with all of the cameras hunters have out in the woods,
mm-hmm.
and we have on every doorbell, every street,
right,
every stoplight camera, all of these cameras, we don't have one good, clear picture of it. Doesn't that concern you?
Are you saying that Bigfoot's coming up and ringing your doorbell and running red lights?
They're porch pirates, yeah.
If there's one in Monroe, then that's a very highly populated area. There's a lot of cameras in Monroe.
Bigfoot DoorDash.
I agree. Right? I agree. So the thing about Connecticut is if they are in this area, they don't stick around for long.
They're going somewhere else.
Oh, really?
They're vagabonds.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Wouldn't they be seen? Like, why would they come through?
Do they travel in packs? Like, do you know that?
Like, yeah, we say they.
Here's the deal. Bears come up on cameras all the time. Are you saying they're sophisticated and smart? And they're like, I see some lights.
Looks like a ring doorbell. I don't know.
Or they have a stealth thing. You know, like, they can, like, make something.
Let's start with that. Because what do you think the Bigfoot is? Is it kind of the missing link between humans and apes?
I wouldn't say that it's a missing link, but I would say it's probably, this is, again, assuming that it exists, because even as a researcher myself, I'm only like 98%. As I said, I haven't seen anything.
That's a high percentage, yeah.
Yeah, but I want to know, you know. But I would say that it's probably the descendant of a very distant cousin, you know, way back.
Us?
Yeah, of one of our, so you think of the main, in our own human DNA, we have other extinct hominins have been traced in our own DNA, Neanderthal, the Denisovans, we don't know, and we don't know what else.
Okay.
Knuckle draggers.
Hasn't been found yet.
I work with Oldham, by the way.
No, but look, if you ever stand next to someone from like England,
uh-huh.
who's very well educated,
yeah.
I'm like, I feel like I'm not as evolved.
Right. Don't worry.
They're not related.
They feel the same way about us.
Yeah, right. We're from a different planet, really.
I say, who's this person next to me?
Right. They see me as a knuckle dragger. Cool, they're like, okay.
This mouth breather you brought next to me.
Yeah. It's like a Bigfoot that shaves.
Yes.
Man.
Are they a species or are they like just like one thing?
Yeah.
I would say it's a species. You know?
So there's more than one.
Wait, shouldn't you know? You're the person in charge of the research place.
Do you see like multiple feet?
You don't have a theory?
Oh, I wouldn't say that I'm in charge of the research. I'm just one person,
right.
You know?
No, but shouldn't you have a theory? Like, you're in charge. You're
I'm in charge. I am not in charge.
Okay. All right. You're a researcher.
Just, collecting data. I'm collecting data, you know? And
all right.
You want to capture one?
How long have you been doing this?
I'm trying to satisfy my own personal curiosity.
Okay. Yeah, no, I can see it.
You know? And I think that, you know, everyone should be curious about the world that you're living in. You should be going out. You should be observant and, like, learning about what's going on around you.
No, I agree. And you're a guest here, so I'm just asking questions because I'm curious and not because I'm judging.
No.
But when I've heard of Bigfoot since I can remember.
As a kid.
Okay. Back then, it made sense to not have a good picture. No one walked around with cameras out in the middle of the woods.
Right.
And then so you might get a blurry picture of it, like walking through a tree line or something. And I'm like, okay, I get it. Now, I don't understand. Now, there's too many cameras.
There's drones.
Yeah. Like, how do we not have good pictures of this thing?
How much noise does a drone make?
Not much.
They're pretty noisy.
No, she's right. You can hear it coming.
Yeah, especially, you know, civilian drones. They're noisy.
We don't see baby Bigfoots.
Right.
They're all big.
Right.
It's not like medium foot.
No little foot. Baby Bigfoot.
I would think right. If there's a Bigfoot in the air as a trap, you just put a whole bunch of Legos.
I'm adopting one. Tony's going to get a brother.
then pretty soon it'll start out a little brother, and then pretty soon it's going to be a big brother.
Get rid of him when he's a man.
Yeah.
hold on one second, Elise. We have someone. Chris says he's a Bigfoot researcher. Are you?
Morning.
Hey.
Hey,
good morning.
Good morning. My name's Chris, and I'm Northwest Connecticut, Litchfield, up near Litchfield, Connecticut, and surrounding area. And I've been doing this for 10 years.
Oh,
hey.
I've traveled to Snow Grove Lake in Canada with Doug Hychek from Monster Quest. I've been to the Colorado Rockies, Ozark Mountains, Florida Green Swamp this year, where we were approached and growled at.
Have you ever seen a Bigfoot?
I have seen four.
See four?
Do you have a picture?
Yeah.
Do you have a picture?
That's why I'm calling about the camera deal. The Sasquatch eyes glow. They have a glowing eye, and it's the light that kills their eyes. It's not the cameras that they can see. It's the light. So they try to avoid lights because it's blinding to them. So that's why there's no pictures. That's why they're not walking up to the IR lights on the ring cameras and all that.
Oh.
On the game cameras, they rely on that.
There's hundreds and hundreds of glowing eye pictures from Bigfoot areas, and we've just come across something called the Bigfoot hum. This sounds like a hummingbird, and it's a recording that's been caught all over America and in the Sasquatch areas, and they're making this humming sound that sounds like a hummingbird. And we haven't figured out why they're doing it yet, but that's one of the newest things that we've just come up with.
They forgot the words, that's why.
They have a song stuck in their head.
I understand it's hard for everybody to wrap their arms around the whole idea of there being a 8-foot, 600-pound bipedal.
How do we not find a skeleton ever?
Right, or toenail clippings.
Well, I have a different way of looking at things. I don't think that they're from here.
Oh.
Mm.
They ain't from around here.
Okay, so they go back before they die. None of them have ever died here.
I couldn't tell you that if none of them ever died.
Right. Well, we've never found an 8-foot skeleton.
Yeah.
Hey, I think I found a basketball player.
Look.
out of Lovelock Caves, they found skeletons of giants.
Huh. Yeah, well, let's talk about Connecticut, if you will. A lot of the reasons, if you were to consider Bigfoot as a biological animal, you would consider what does an animal do when it's old and sick? Think about a dog that goes under a porch. Think of animals when they're old and sick and dying. They will find a place to hide away.
Yeah.
And again, in a lot of these habitats, in these woodland areas where they would be living, the soil is extremely acidic, and it's also a very damp environment generally, and decomposition rates are extremely fast.
Yeah, we dig up dinosaur bones,
and they're all natural, you know, no preservatives.
Well, Chris thinks that they're from another planet, so it's like a Wookiee planet.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if they're from a plane. I know they come, they hunt, they sleep here. I know they walk here. We find prints. We find hairs. We found everything.
He's from How do they get here? If they can...
I don't know.
If they come here by spacecraft, why are they walking around the woods?
Right? I've been cruising.
You know what I mean?
They come here to hunt. They're hunting. They're what hunting for food.
Ah.
What do they eat?
Squirrels, hopefully.
We found deer with their back legs snapped, and, you know, they jump off from the trees. Like, you ever see the Rambo movie when he jumps off that rock with the spear and
gets a pig.
Lands on the pig? Well, they do the same thing. They wait up in trees, and when the deer walk underneath them, they jump on their backs, and we found many of the legs turned over that way in the forest, skeletons that were, you know, just sitting there with their legs bent backwards like that.
Wow.
So, again, this is just theories that the Sasquatch that's doing it. Of course, I've never seen them do it, so I couldn't tell you 100% if that's what they're doing. But I've had stones thrown at me here in Connecticut. I've had
by a Bigfoot
out with me fibers. Wow. You imagine we're in the middle of the forest, nowhere around.
What time of day?
And fibers, midday.
Why would they be out if their eyes hurt with the light?
Well, it's just, you know, cold and bad.
No, the IR lights. The IR lights.
Not the sun.
They're throwing rocks at you?
Oh. We had rocks. I have it on tape.
Was it rocks? Or
on YouTube,
do they just poop hard?
Right.
On YouTube, Discover Sasquatch, and you can hear the stones being thrown through the forest. And there's five or six of us up there, and we're all just having it happen to us. And it's
Chris, I want to get your phone number, and because I want to talk to you more about this. Hold on one second, please. Elise, have you ever heard of Chris?
I have not heard of Chris, but, you know, there's a lot of, I'm familiar with a lot of the theories that he's speaking to address some of them. You know, what does Bigfoot eat? What would a Sasquatch eat? Well, you'd consider that they're omnivorous, a lot like a bear. So if you look anywhere that a bear can live, where a bear can find food,
why don't we see bears eating?
I see bears eating. These people see bears eating all the time.
No, not eating.
Eaten
by a Bigfoot.
Bigfoots.
It's, you know.
Actually, that's a UFC cage match I'd like to see.
Really
Bigfoot versus a giant bear.
Versus grizzly.
All right, I have to go. You're awesome. And let me play this sound here. This is This was recorded in Torrington.
Litchfield.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
What was the date of this recording?
This would have been late summer 2021.
Late summer 2021. Litchfield. Has the speed been adjusted on that? It sounds like it's running slow.
It has not been.
Wow.
Oh.
That's creepy.
Pretty sharp.
I am, I hear that sound, I am running somewhere safe.
Exactly. Or get out your camera, or at least the audio on your camera.
Right.
Which, you know, a lot of the best audio evidence is going to be audio.
Man, I'd love to see a picture.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I'd love to see a picture, too.
Thanks for coming on. We got to have you back. We didn't even get into this Class B sighting.
Come on.
Got to have you back just to talk about that. Pennsylvania man pleads guilty in stabbing death of neighbor following dispute over loud snoring.
Oh. Oof. Wow. See? See, that would
have to be some pretty bad snoring.
Yeah, right. Come on now. What?
Now I'm wondering who died, the snorer or the snoree?
Listen, it's the snorer.
A suburb in Philadelphia. Man has been sentenced to jail time after pleading guilty to involuntary manslaughter and the stabbing death of a neighbor following a dispute the authorities said was over loud snoring. Christopher Casey, 56, was sentenced last week. Blah, 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 blah. He only got 11 and a half to 23 months.
Oh.
Followed by 3 years probation.
Justifiable.
After pleading guilty to the manslaughter charge.
Well, you know, you didn't sleep all these nights. You're not your best.
Casey was originally charged with third-degree murder in the January 14th death of 62-year-old Robert Wallace, who lived next door in a duplex, and with him, whom he shared a common wall. Prosecutor said Casey stabbed Wallace after the other man pushed in his first floor window and threatened to kill him over snoring.
Oh. Okay. Extreme.
So he was snoring.
Yeah.
And the guy came through the window.
Right. And he said, Oh, hell no.
Wallace was found 50 feet away from the residence, suffering from a stab wound.
That's him.
Yep.
That gaping hole.
Imagine that.
Yep.
You push through someone's window. You keep up that snoring, I'm going to kill. Oh, damn right. It. Wait, you're killing me first.
Right.
I was threatening to kill you. I wasn't going to kill you.
This is not how it's supposed to work out.
Right.
In my mind.
Mm-hmm. I'm supposed to get the good sleep.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, you're going to get a good nap now.
Long sleep.
Oh, damn.
No, sleep's definitely in your resume. Yep.
Wow, that had to be some loud snoring.
Yeah.
Through a wall.
They push it in.
Wow. Have you ever slept with a snorer?
Many times.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Mm. As a band roadie, forget about it.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Some of those guys, man, you need things loud on stage. Doesn't know when they're sleeping.
Right.
Yep. Oof. A shared hotel room because they can't afford a whole bunch of hotel rooms. Everybody sleeps in one room.
Just all packing in.
Buzz saws. Like, it was like a bunch of buzz saws. All you're and you're the one who's driving, and you get no sleep at all.
Right.
They all nice and refreshed. Yep.
I wonder if the guy from Jackal snores.
Right. Jesse James.
Yeah, that was him snoring. Right. It wasn't a chainsaw.
Right. But yes.
Yeah, it's bad. I broke up with a guy, not because he snored, but that was one of the things on his list.
Right.
And I was like,
yeah.
No,
it becomes one of those straws on the camel's back.
Yeah.
I think I have a recording of Jennifer snoring.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's so cute.
But I don't want to be murdered.
This is true, yeah.
Another idiot was caught with drugs in a bag labeled "definitely not a bag full of drugs."
Oh, thank God they wrote that down. Yes,
31-year-old woman in Florida was arrested last weekend on drug possession charges for the second time this month. This time, she was caught carrying drugs in a bag that was labeled "quote definitely not a bag full of drugs."
What do you do? Hand a note saying "definitely not an arrest."
End quote.
How did her plan fail?
Definitely not another arrest. Definitely another come with me.
This is at least the third time this has happened in the past year. A woman was caught with drugs in the exact same bag in October. And then July, a woman was caught with drugs in a bag labeled, quote, bag of drugs.
Oh.
So one more got a record.
No one's going to know.
No one's going to figure this one out.
I'm too smart for them. Smart.
For the record, you're not actually supposed to put drugs in those bags.
No, just so you know that.
Just so you know.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.